Hi, you're listening to Radio Luke Solicit. I'm your host, Steve Matthews, and today is Saturday, October 1st, 2016, and this is episode number 12. And the title of this episode is Immigration, Citizenship, and the Bible, Part 4, Hillary Clinton's Proposed Immigration Reforms. This particular podcast, I'll be continuing commenting on my ongoing series that I've been writing on the blog called Immigration, Citizenship, and the Bible. And I'll be coming on part four, installment number four of that series. In installment number four, and this was something that was published on the blog last Sunday, In part four, what I'm doing is taking a look at Hillary Clinton's proposed immigration reforms. And the previous week, I had taken a look at Donald Trump. This week, I take a look at Hillary Clinton. It's interesting to read through Hillary Clinton's stuff and contrast it next to Donald Trump. The material I took on Donald Trump last week was taken directly off of Trump's website, and the material that I'm going to talk about here today and that I wrote about last Sunday, this material likewise is taken from Hillary's campaign website. So I went right to the source. Wanted to use the original source here and not go through what somebody else says that the candidates say, but actually quote them in their own words. I'll start off here just by quoting from Hillary Clinton's website. This is the very beginning, the very top of her page. She says, "If we claim we are for family, then we have to pull together and resolve the outstanding issues around our broken immigration system. The American people support comprehensive immigration reform not just because it's the right thing to do, and it is, but because they know it strengthens families, strengthens our economy, and strengthens our country. We can't wait any longer for a path to full and equal citizenship." So really what essentially she's saying here is she's proposing amnesty. She talks about comprehensive immigration reform, and she describes that as a path to full and equal citizenship. So really that effectively is amnesty. A little different way of stating that. It's a little less, you might call it a euphemism for amnesty. You know, amnesty has such a bad ring to it, but if we say a path to full and equal citizenship, well, that sounds pretty good. I mean, who can be against that? So I think she's really playing some verbal games. Of course, she's a politician, so there's hardly any surprise there. And it's not really much of a surprise to say that Hillary Clinton is for amnesty. I think that's that's not any surprise at all, given her policy history. What's interesting is that when you go past the very top of the page, Hillary spells out in several bullet points. Let's see, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There's 9 bullet points that she gives us under the heading called "As President Hillary Will." So she says, "As President Hillary Will," and she lists out 9 bullet points that sort of outline more completely her stance on immigration. She says here, the first bullet point is introduce comprehensive immigration reform. And I'll quote this, it's a paragraph length, so I'll just go ahead and quote this. Quote, "Hillary will introduce comprehensive immigration reform with a pathway to full and equal citizenship within her first 100 days in office." End quote. So not only is amnesty something that she wants to see happen, it's something she wants to see happen very quickly. And if you're at all familiar with American presidential politics, that whole idea that the first 100 days in office, I don't know exactly where that began. I think maybe sometime in fairly recent decades. But when candidates talk about the first 100 days in office, I mean, what they're really doing is they're really wanting to establish the tone for their entire time in office, in the first 100 days, that's where you really put forth the legislation that's most important to you, or at least that's been the tradition here in recent decades. So I mean, what Hillary's saying here is that not only is she for amnesty, but she wants to really move fast on it, and that's again, that's not terribly surprising. She also talks about defending President Obama's executive actions known as DACA and DAPA against partisan attacks. I'll read a little bit of what she says here. She says, the Supreme Court's deadlocked decision on DAPA, or DAPA, was a heartbreaking reminder of how high the stakes are in this election. Hillary believes that DAPA is squarely within the president's authority and won't stop fighting until we see it through. Now, probably like most Americans, you know, when I first started, you know, reading about DAPA, my reaction was, so, you know, what on earth is DAPA? Now, I mean, I read some, you know, have read a fair amount about immigration, but I admit that I don't follow every single twist and turn of all the legislation out there. So I did a little bit of research into this, and it turns out that the DAPA, D-A-P-A, it's short for Deferred Action for Parents of Americans. I got a quote here from Wikipedia, and I'll just read that. Here's what DAPA is. It's planned American immigration policy to grant deferred action status to certain illegal immigrants who have lived in the United States since 2010 and have children who are either American citizens or lawful permanent residents. End quote. So the whole idea of DAPA is that if someone is living here in the country illegally and that person has a child who is an American citizen, that person can have his deportation case basically suspended. And it allows them to continue to live in the United States. Maybe one way of thinking about DAPA is it's essentially a mini amnesty. It allows illegal alien parents of anchor babies. Maybe there's other applications for it too. But for instance, if somebody moves to the country, has a child, moves to the United States illegally, has a child in U.S. territory, that person becomes a parent of an American citizen, because any child born within the territory of the United States is automatically granted U.S. citizenship. And so this DAPA law is designed to ensure that the parents, you know, once they get into the United States, can't be deported. That's the whole idea. Now, DAPA is not law, and I think it's important to remember that. What Hillary Clinton's promising to do, though, is to work to make sure that it is law. This went before the Supreme Court, and it was the Supreme Court deadlocked on it. It was a 4-4 decision. Right now, the Supreme Court has only 8 members since Justice Antonin Scalia died earlier this year. And this hearing came up after his death, and so there were eight judges on the Supreme Court, and the court was split right down the middle. And some of the Supreme Court wanted to see that DAPA law stand up, and others did not. And Hillary Clinton calls that heartbreaking. Now, this whole anchor baby issue is a huge problem. When parents come to the United States illegal, particularly a mother comes to the United States who's not a U.S. citizen, even if that person comes illegally into the country and has a child, that child is an American citizen. The parents are allowed to apply for welfare benefits on behalf of their American-born child. If somebody comes to the country illegally, that person can't directly apply for for welfare, but that person can apply for welfare for his or her child. And you know, the DAPA law, if it's ever enacted, of course, would make it very difficult to deport a parent of an American citizen. From what I've read and from what I understand, that happens pretty rarely. That even now, but I mean, this is something that would essentially cement into American law. The fact that if you meet certain conditions, you become almost undeportable and essentially a de facto American, even if not in in a formal legal sense. So it's another way for Hillary Clinton to sweeten the pot, I guess is maybe what I'm saying in short. Another aspect of Hillary's immigration plan is that she wants to, and I'll just read this here, she wants to expand access to affordable health care for all families. She says this, quote, "We should let families, regardless of immigration status, buy into the Affordable Care Act exchanges. Families who want to purchase health insurance should be able to do so," end quote. Well, of course, with the good socialist program that it is, the Affordable Care Act was designed to force Americans, especially younger Americans who don't have a lot of medical bills, to essentially force them to buy health insurance and underwrite the expenses of older people who tend to have more sicknesses, require more doctor visits, have bigger medical bills. It's socialism, and it's forcing one group of people to pay benefits to another group of people, and now you have this this candidate for president, this Hillary Clinton, who also wants to allow families, she says, to purchase health insurance through the Affordable Care Act. Now she's not really very specific here. She says we should let families, regardless of immigration status. So what she wants to do is she wants to add another perk to the illegal immigrants. So not only does she want to not deport the parents who came into the country illegally, but then she wants to allow them to buy subsidized health care. And of course that gets more people into the Obamacare system, but it also sticks regular Americans with an additional bill. But that's perfectly okay in Hillary's world. She's quite happy with that. And there are some other bullet points there. I just went over three of them. As I mentioned, she has nine bullet points regarding her immigration stance. In reading through this and talking about Hillary Clinton's immigration stance compared to Donald Trump, when we looked at Donald Trump, we talked about he had some strengths and some weaknesses in his ideas. The things I really liked about Trump, I really liked the fact that he clearly articulated that the immigration policy of the U.S. government should be for the benefit of all Americans. That's a great statement, because usually whenever we talk about immigration, we always, people like Hillary Clinton will talk about all the benefits they want to confer upon immigrants, and they never really do very much to explain how this is an actual benefit to the American people. You know, it's as though we have government of the immigrants, by the immigrants, and for the immigrants. The idea of a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, well, yeah, you know, that's just a lot of old hat. It becomes all about the immigrants. And again, I don't say any of this because I'm opposed to immigrants or I'm opposed to immigration. What I am opposed to is a government puts the interest of immigrants first and the interest of actual American citizens second, or maybe somewhere well on down the line. But the well-being of the American people is simply just not in view in the case of so many politicians when they start talking about immigration. And with Hillary Clinton, that's a clear problem. So Trump wants to have an immigration policy that's good for all Americans. Hillary Clinton wants to have an immigration policy that confers all kinds of benefits on immigrants, whether they come here legally or illegally, it really doesn't matter to her. Whether they respect American law or they don't respect American law, it doesn't matter to her. And she wants American citizens to pay for it. And what I'm saying here, I'm just making explicit sort of some of the implicit ideas in her immigration stance. And that's just unacceptable. In fact, I would say this: if you just judging based upon the immigration stance of Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton has no legitimate claim on being president. There are a lot of reasons that I oppose Hillary Clinton as president, but just for the purpose of focusing for this podcast on the topic of immigration, her immigration policy is an absolute disaster. We have had decades upon decades upon decades of really extremely bad immigration policy in this country. And her ideas do absolutely nothing to fix any of that. Maybe let me use an example for you. Have you ever walked into a room before and maybe had your sink overflowing or a bathtub overflowing or something like this, you know, and water's gushing out and maybe the faucet's on, for some reason the drain's plugged up and you got the water spilling over onto the floor and you say, oh my goodness, I got to do something about this. Well, what's the first thing that you do? When you've got this huge mess going on, what's the first thing you do? Well, I'll tell you. I'll answer that question for you. The first thing you do is you shut the faucet off. You know, you don't try to get up, get a mop out, and try to sop up the water. I mean, what you do is you first solve. You shut off the water. You know, you stop the problem from getting any worse. Once you stop that problem from getting worse, then you can go about dealing with the problem, cleaning up the mess. Immigration is a bit like that. You know, we've got this mess going on, and yet, you know, Hillary Clinton doesn't seem to understand that you need to shut the valve off first. You need to shut the water off first before dealing with the problems that we have. It is not the first step to create a path to full citizenship. That's not the first thing that you do. The first thing that we need to do as the American people, there are two things, in my opinion, that need to be done. First of all, we need to begin working to remove the anchor baby provision, the birthright citizenship. The second thing we need to do is we need to start scaling back the welfare state that creates the magnet for people to come here in the first place and mooch off the system. Now, it's one thing if people want to come here and work, but the American taxpayer should not be forced to underwrite that. A third thing that we could do also, and Donald Trump talks about this, he talks about enforcing laws that are on the books. I was doing some reading here recently where something like half of the illegal immigrants in the country, in the United States, aren't people who came across the border. There's a lot of people who have done that, but about half of the illegal, the people whose immigration status is illegal, are here because they've overstayed visas. Maybe, for example, somebody came to the United States to study at the university, and you know they had a student visa, but somehow they never went home, and somehow they never got around to maybe making the legal applications necessary to stay and work in the country. Or maybe they came here on a tourist visa and did something similar to that. So, you know, Trump talks about, you know, dealing with enforcing the laws that we already have on the books. And, you know, if you have people here who have overstayed their visas, people who have not followed through the way they should have in addressing their visa status, well, I think that the U.S. would be very well within their right, in its right, to line them up for deportation, or you know, at least begin that process. So there are some things that can be done that can prevent the problem from getting worse. And once that problem has been addressed, well, then you can start talking about, you know, how do you deal with all these people who are here. I'm not of the opinion that you can deport every single person. I don't think that you should even try to deport every single person. But I think that we can begin dealing from a position of strength once we have, once we have control over the inflow of illegal immigrants. So that's something that needs to be addressed. We need to, deal with the birthright citizenship issue. We need to deal with the welfare state issue, and I think also we need to deal with people who have abused their visa stay here within the United States. Those are some things we can do first. But if you look through Hillary's proposals, you won't find anything even remotely like that. For her, it's all about amnesty and increasing the giveaways. So not only does Hillary not want to shut the water off, if I want to go back to that figure of speech that I used earlier, not only does she not want to go back and shut the water off, she actually wants to open up the faucet even wider. And what's going to happen is if she gets her way and this amnesty goes through and she gets to sweeten the pot with all these goodies, well, after all those people who are here illegally, after every single last person, after all, 12 million or whatever the number is, after all of those people are declared legal citizens, what do you think is going to happen? You know, is that going to be the end of it? Well, I think the short answer to that is, of course not. What you're going to do is you're going to have more people flood into the country, because what you're saying, effectively, what Hillary Clinton is saying, is come on in. Come on in, the welfare is fine. I guess that's one way of putting it. If you come in here, you're going to get lots of free stuff, and eventually you'll be rewarded with American citizenship for your trouble. I don't think that's a sustainable way to run a country. You know, the liberals always like to talk about sustainability. You know, you hear about all kinds of sustainability, you know, and it's usually talking about things that are eco-friendly. Well, that's not a sustainable immigration policy for a country. That is a sure path to destruction. And here's the thing. I think that Hillary and her advisors, I think they're well aware of this. What they're, in my opinion, I think their ultimate motive behind this is to bring as many people into the country who will be dependent on them as possible. You know, they want to bring in more welfare cases because that's good for them, because they're socialists. That's, I think, at least one of the motivating factors behind the immigration stance that they have. So that's all for this week. It's just a quick review of Hillary Clinton's immigration stance. I think her immigration stance is an absolute disaster. There's nothing good in it for Americans. Next week, we will be examining my blog post from this weekend. This weekend, Lord willing, I intend to write about some different political views of immigration, and I think it should be a pretty interesting post, and I do plan on having it up on the blog tomorrow, October the 2nd, so check it out, and we'll talk a little bit more about it next week. Again, this is Radio Look Solicit. I'm your host, Steve Matthews. Thanks very much for listening in, and we will talk again next week.